American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week. Karaoke every Friday. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill. Family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.
Welcome to TorCast.
I was waiting. I was going to see how long it was going to take before somebody said something. Hey, everybody.
Why are you telling me we were going live?
We're not live.
We're recording.
Yeah, we're just doing the audio now. We're trying to get the video worked out.
Can I go live as TorCast?
No, I don't think so. You can try. I don't think it'll work, though.
I don't want to go live as myself.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, I don't think we tried to do it when we were down in Dallas.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go live. Okay.
Go live.
No, I didn't.
Well, while you're going live, who's on this show?
I'm not going live. I wanted to go live as TorCast. We have John to my right.
Oh, I had him do it.
To his right, Shane.
Hey.
To his right, and to his right, Gage.
People are going to think we're sitting in a straight line.
Pretty much.
We're just sitting in a straight line, talking to each other. We're not even talking to each other. We're just talking straight. Not looking at each other.
Get out of here.
We don't talk to each other.
Nope. Okay, so we've got... How long does that take?
It takes a fucking while, I think.
Does it?
Yeah.
I'm worried. If I didn't have something to do after this, we'd probably have to do it, right? Or do you want to do it?
Shane's going live. Holy shit, he's live!
We're live! You gonna hold that the whole time? Yeah, fuck it. Why not? You know, the whole time.
I might not hold
John, go live on live.
Can you put like a status
live
on there too?
Live?
Yeah, live on live.
Hey, Shane is live now. TorCast. Yeah. You should have been like, TorCast, we'll take your questions right now. Yeah. End it and do it again. Ah, you fucked it up.
Continue.
Let's see. Holy shit.
Bing.
Did it save it?
God, that sounded like a bomb. And coming at you live, sports news.
Okay, we'll do some sports news while you get that set up. NBA Finals start tonight.
They are.
Warriors and Cavs. So, the Thunder made it a good one. What the fuck are you doing?
Stop hitting him.
I don't know what he's doing.
The Thunder made it a good one. Taking it to game 7 with the Warriors there. Did anyone hope the Warriors were going to lose? Anybody pulling for the Warriors? Or the Thunder? I was
pulling for the Thunder.
Pulling for the old KD.
They weren't going to win anyway.
I don't want KD to win, so he didn't stay in.
KD had the Lil B curse.
Lil B curse?
Yeah.
What's that?
The rapper Lil B?
I don't know what this curse is.
I don't know. He said that. KD said a while back that he was listening to Lil B and he couldn't listen to it anymore because it sucked.
Okay.
Like it was bad rap.
Okay.
And he got the Lil B curse. It was the same thing that the Lil B, the dude that does, look at her wrist.
Okay.
Isn't that Lil B?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
There's other athletes.
James Harden had the Lil B curse too.
Does he hate Lil B?
I don't quite remember. But
probably.
It's a thing. Lil B cursed Kevin Durant. I swear to God. It was all on Sports Nation.
They did.
Instagram.
Yeah, they talked about
they
it.
They talked about this?
Yeah. Yep.
This seems dumb.
Well. Yep.
He was listening to him pregame and said his rap sucks and that cursed him and he did not make it to the finals.
He didn't have the flick of the wrist.
Nope. Didn't have the flick of the wrist. Well, he's probably got a better flick of the wrist than any of us in the room.
You gonna put yourself on it?
See if I can share
I'm
this
like
video.
Picking your hair with the flick of the wrist.
This is the dumb shit we do.
No.
Oh, we have a viewer.
This is the show.
Who are you? Well, we got two.
It's fucking John.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's probably John's I'm probably the other one.
John's viewing ourself here.
John Morrison has viewed.
Go live while watching. Go live. Okay, more sports news.
Well, what do we think about this? With Cavs or Warriors? I mean,
that's gonna be a tough one.
Wait, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Why is it tough?
Because I just think it's gonna be good.
Cleveland in six.
Ooh, taking Cleveland. I like those odds though.
I would take the Cavs.
Cleveland in seven.
I'm going to take, would you take Cleveland in six?
Yep.
I'm going to take Cleveland in five.
Ooh.
Damn.
Super Bowl.
You going to take Cleveland in four? Just sweep it?
Super Bowl.
They're not getting swept.
Yeah, they're not getting swept.
Golden State's not getting swept.
Say it, though.
Come on, LeBron. Say it.
Now, John, would this series be more competitive if it was happening during Jordan's era?
Yes, it would.
to like bring that up.
Right.
So okay. So are you, realistically, who are we picking to win this thing? I think the Cavs are going to pull it out.
I do too. Honestly. Okay.
Jane.
I think Golden State wins.
Golden State. John.
I haven't really given much thought to it. I don't really watch NBA basketball because it's like
motherfucker.
You want some stats for you?
I'll go Golden State. Go with what you know.
Another split decision again.
Yep.
We've been 50-50 all day.
Nope.
No sweep. Sweep it over here. Over this here. Side. On this side.
To the right.
Sweep the dirt this way.
Well, yeah, or.
And then to the left.
To the left.
It's like to the right.
It's like a dance song. Any more basketball stuff you want to talk about? Is KD staying in Oakland?
No.
Oklahoma.
No, he's coming to D.C. I told you, it's on the big board.
It is on the board.
Hey, there's the big board that we always talk about.
It's always on the board. He's not going to D.C.
Yeah, he is.
He's not going to D.C.
He's going to Boston.
He's going to Boston.
No.
Did you see?
Fuck no, he's not going to
Did you see the report that came out?
I don't give two shits about a fucking report.
Yeah, the report's not on the bold prediction board.
No.
John's prediction is.
Wrong.
Which, and it is wrong, but it's up there.
No, it's not wrong.
What was the report, though?
Supposedly Durant's agent was in contact with the Celtics because they want to know who he wants to play with.
You know how many players his agent might have? He could be talking about somebody else. He'd be like, oh, you know what? That's KD's agent. He's talking to Boston.
There's only one client he has that matters this summer. That's Kevin Durant.
You don't know that.
His boss.
All of his clients matter.
Boston is.
Are you our one viewer?
No, I'm not.
We haven't. We legit have.
It's not me. It's not me.
Hey, they're back.
Oh, perfect.
They keep going away and come back.
They
announce yourself.
Who are you, viewer?
They probably really
Anthony,
do not care.
Anthony, talk to the
viewer. Really
Hello, viewer.
Well, let's go. Let's move on to the NFL. The Pro Bowl happening in Orlando this year.
The Pro Bowl.
It's going back to AFC versus NFC.
Thank Christ.
We agree or we disagree that it's going to move.
Nobody cares about that.
Why don't we care about the Pro Bowl?
Because it sucks.
Because they've made it to where. Why care about it?
I'm asking. Why care about it?
You shouldn't.
Make me care about the Pro Bowl. Here.
I can't.
Here, you guys have the Pro Bowl.
I have a camera so you can do talking.
I don't care about the Pro Bowl. I cannot argue to care about the Pro Bowl.
I want you to. What would happen? Have to happen for the Pro Bowl for you to care about it?
For it to matter, like
steroids.
Baseball.
No. Damn it.
Okay, we're going to let steroids slide for this one time.
We're going to let the best players in the league take steroids for 2 weeks.
That's
it. And they get to play in the Pro Bowl, and they get to have as much fucking fun as they want. Would you watch it then?
No.
Why not?
I'm still not watching the fucking Pro Bowl.
What would make you want to watch
Pro
Bowl?
Because then all of them would get fucking suspended because they took steroids for that time, and they couldn't get clean.
The offseason's right there.
If you could play a regular game, no fucking, only four guys can rush. You got to play zone defense and all that other bullshit. It might make it better.
Why don't they just call it what it is? 7-on-7, right? Chan, I'm talking to you, not the camera. What if you call it just a 7-on-7?
It'd be more entertaining.
It'd be more entertaining. There's no pass rush. There's no quarterback sacks. Quarterbacks don't run. They just sit there and throw the fucking ball.
Yeah.
Or you hand it off. And you get the two linebackers like, oh, fuck. Let's just stop that run right there.
I think they should do it with the Pro Bowl together.
What if they make it a 50-yard game? Just score fucking points.
It's still going to suck.
Take kickers away and just make it a game.
It's still going to suck.
There's nothing that can happen to the Pro Bowl.
Why
is the Pro Bowl so different than a normal football game? Because they're not trying to win?
Exactly.
But they win money when they win the game.
Yeah, but for those guys, what, 20 grand? Really?
I mean, the long snappers that get drafted on those teams.
Actually, by the time everyone backs out of the Pro Bowl, it's usually the second and third string guys anyway.
Yeah, so they make it in, they make their bonus, and la-di-da. Moving on.
The only All-Star game worth watching is baseball.
Why?
Because it matters.
Yeah, it does. It matters. Realistically.
So, would that, if the determining place where you play the Super Bowl mattered for the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
But then you have to have the Pro Bowl way earlier in the season.
Well, yeah.
Or probably even before the season to get the, you know.
Yeah, there's too much money involved to.
Past that, there's nothing. What are you doing?
Nothing. Continue.
Okay. So past that, there's nothing that would happen to the Pro Bowl? Not even a little bit.
I have no desire whatsoever to waste 3 hours of my life watching the damn Pro Bowl.
No, I don't ever watch it.
If I was there live, I'd watch it.
Yeah, sure. That's a different thing.
Yeah, okay, I get that.
But I'm not gonna.
Navy
take
girl
time
went
out
to it live last year.
Yeah, she did.
Navy girl.
Church is not viewing live.
Nobody is.
No.
We awesome. Got no viewers.
Probably because it's on your Facebook and not like mine.
That was rude. At least I stepped up and did it.
I shared
rude.
It.
We had one.
Probably it was whatever.
They're probably like they're bored.
Because I'm not drunk. That's why.
That's true. And we're not texting everyone. Hey, watch our shit.
Well, I didn't do that. Did you do that?
Yeah, we did. We told Kelly to watch it.
Well, that just takes away the whole fucking thing, though.
Yeah.
You know, got rid of it.
Just showing people that this is what Anthony does while we record.
I'm watching Paige in the New Day play Twister.
Naked Twister?
That's a different
no.
show.
Yeah, no, you're on the wrong show for that.
Totally different
you
show.
You want to see the New
well,
Day
that's
naked?
What I'm not talking about.
No, I see Paige naked.
Okay, I guess that's fair.
He'd be blinded
he brings
by
up
the
a
white.
Fair point. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about it. Do you guys have any other sports news? Because I don't have anything. I don't have much to talk about today at all.
The O's put up 13 last night.
No,
hell yeah.
I got to go.
See you, John. Take it easy.
Hey, big fella.
Stepping out.
One of us will text you about food, I guess.
Take your candlestick.
Well, where y'all going?
Are we going to the restaurant?
Let's go to the restaurant.
All right, we're going there.
We're going to the restaurant?
Sure.
Well, I'm not.
Where are you going?
Hey,
I told you where I was
Wilford.
Going.
Oh, you're going downtown?
Wilford?
Wilford.
Ooh, easy
oh,
killer.
Yeah, you're Finnegan.
Easy killer.
Yeah.
I remember now. So they always put up 13. Any other baseball news we're talking about? Isn't Harper hurt? Was he hurt?
Yeah, bitch got what he deserved.
How are the Yankees doing?
Third place.
They were doing good. And the last few games against the Blue Jays, they got fucked.
Got fucked.
They lost last night 7-0.
How's it feel to hear that the Yankees got fucked? I will.
Okay, good.
Right when we get one viewer, you turn it off.
No, he left.
Okay.
I'll do the Urban Dictionary Word of the Week.
Okay, so you'll be back for that.
Yeah. We'll be back live. Even though now we're not live.
Yeah. Okay, so they got fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They're still. My team's still in contention in that division. They'll probably get fucked again tonight.
It's not that division. We're in that division, too.
Caleb Joseph.
They'll probably get fucked again.
Had to have his testicles reinflated because he took a foul ball. Whoop!
What?
Yeah.
Is there a video of this? not the inflation part. I'll look. Not the inflation part.
I'll look.
Yeah. He broke his nuts.
Broken popped or deflated. There's a little different terminology there.
Why the fuck would he wear a cup? He's a catcher.
Listen, you don't always wear... You don't just think those things are going to happen. Freak accidents.
No, I don't see
he's on like a 15-day DL for testicular injury.
All right, so... Okay. So they had to... What is the actual terminology inflated?
I don't...
Let's look up Caleb... Caleb what?
Joseph.
Joseph. I should know.
Yeah, call yourself an O's fan.
Injury is the first thing. The first headline is Orioles catcher Caleb Joseph suffers most horrific injury ever.
That sounds bad.
Oh my god. Let's see. Being a major league catcher is from Yahoo.com. Being a major league catcher is an incredibly dangerous job. While collisions have been outlawed, catchers generally take a beating behind the plate. As such, it's not all that surprising to see the catchers placed on the disabled list very often. Okay, let's see. Baltimore Orioles catcher Caleb Joseph is the latest catcher to suffer such fate. And while a backup catcher hitting the disabled list wouldn't normally be news, well, the Orioles were really specific with his injury. The tweet that went out: Orioles confirmed Caleb Joseph to the DL with testicular injury. Very interesting. During Monday's game against the Boston Red Sox, Joseph unfortunately took a foul ball to a very sensitive region. According to Joseph, Amazingly, Joseph was actually able to remain in the game and keep playing. Holy fuck.
He broke his balls
and
kept
stayed
playing.
In. That's adrenaline for you, I guess. Mm-hmm. If you haven't cringed enough at the video above. Oh, this is a video of it.
I don't know, I got the video. I'm
you do
it? Right
it's
now.
Probably just a video where he gets hit.
Oh, this one's in fucking slow-mo.
Yeah, that's the one I want to see then.
Oh, you want to watch it? I already got it pulled up.
Yeah, I do want to see it.
Okay, here it comes.
Okay.
It's in slow-mo. Oh. It doesn't even hit the ground.
Oh, oh my god!
Oh my god!
Goodness.
And then he just gets up and runs it out.
You got to, right?
Why does he not have a fucking cup on?
No, realistically, why doesn't it? Oh. Oh, that's painful.
Does that make your nuts hurt?
Not mine. I mean, it just sucks to see him get injured, but what do I care?
Testicular injury.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. You said inflate?
Maybe, I don't know.
Oh. That's just your word?
Probably, if it busted his ball.
15-day DL. Is 15 days enough?
Fuck no!
You don't think so?
If someone broke your ball...
What didn't pop?
You don't know.
Well, I guess I don't. Okay, that's fair. I don't know.
What is the... Okay.
Yeah, here you go. Hit me with it.
What is the timetable if you break your testicle?
If I break my testicle?
The guy didn't even swing. He check swung and hit the ball.
Oh, God. Yeah. What's the timetable?
If I break my testicle...
I'm out.
For what?
I'm just out.
Like, you know what? I'll come back whenever I'm done here. Probably... Give me a month.
4 weeks?
4 weeks, yeah. Your month. Not bad. Mm-mm. Anthony's just out. What about you?
I need at least six.
6 months.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
6 weeks. Yeah, a couple extra weeks more than a month. Maybe 2 months. Yeah.
2 months?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's the 15, 30. I'd probably go on 60-day
DL. 60-day
DL. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I'd be there, too. Okay. So, that... Going from nothing to having that to talk about was pretty
thanks to father-in-law. He texted me and said, well, I gotta watch the ball crusher tonight.
Jesus Christ. Let's see. Any other sports news you want to get into?
I'd have probably thrown up.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't.
Like, no, I'm watching. They got, like, the whole thing here. Like, this one's 3 minutes long. And he's just chilling on his knees.
How long was play stopped?
Probably for this 3 minutes.
Baseball. What's a reasonable time frame for stoppage of play? Fucking ball injury.
I'm just leaving the game. You guys do whatever you want. Solid, yeah.
At that point, you don't. I don't.
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm not giving you a timetable. I'm going off.
Yeah.
Think his wife was mad?
Yeah, she probably doesn't want to see him get hurt.
I don't know. Cool for him for manning up and like playing and like
for
going back in the game.
Let this be a lesson. Wear a fucking cup.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, seriously.
Especially if you're a catcher, wear a cup.
Yeah, but we were talking about this. How uncomfortable are traditional baseball cups? You know, you would think by now they could make something like Under Armour, somebody would make something.
Wonder what he's saying to the medical staff there. Like,
my balls!
Like,
my
as soon balls. As they came up, what's wrong, buddy? It hit my dick. Like,
No.
It hit my dick.
No, it sounded like this. It hit me the dick!
Try not to throw up.
That's what it sounded like. It wasn't. Hit me in the dick. That didn't happen. Yeah.
My dick.
Yeah.
Looking right, he just stands back up and goes right back behind the plate.
Nope.
You think the game ended and he's just like, man.
You think he flinched at every pitch that came after him after that?
No.
I would have.
Because, I mean, you make it to the majors as a catcher. I'm not saying you got hit in the dick, but you've been hit a lot.
Yeah.
So, what if it would have hit him again? What if it would have hit him again?
Yeah.
I'm not wishing bad juju on anybody, but what if it would have hit him again?
It bounces off home plate, it's in the dirt, just pops up, hits him in the undercarriage too, and he's like, both!
How do you deal with that?
I'm dead! I quit.
Cut me!
I quit. Just throw me one, I'll just tuck it in there. God damn. Fuck all that noise.
We can't even get through sports without talking about
you
ball.
Brought it up!
I know.
You fucked us this week.
Sorry.
Any other sports news? Any other dick news?
Nope.
No.
I don't feel like we're safe there.
We'll eventually come back to it.
I don't have I don't have a lot to talk about, but we'll try it. If we ain't got any more sports news, I guess it's Urban Dictionary Word of the Week time. Urban, I can't spell. How about a city? How about a city or a state? Or a country? Something.
Zimbabwe. Can you spell that?
Yeah, I got it right here. Mm. Ooh. Okay, I'll just read you some. Zimbabwe. All these start with Zimbabwe, so I'm just going to keep that. Electric screw job. Mm. Election screw job, sorry. Swamp cannon. Mm. Handstand.
Mm-mm.
Throat.
Mm.
Unicorn. Pistol or piston, spit roast, fastball, baloney queef. That last one kind of snuck up on me.
It's probably not that promising, though.
What, Bologna Queef? Yeah, listen, this show gets a little raunchy. I don't know that I want to click on that one, but I am going to open it in a separate tab just in case. Oh. Let's see. What sticks out to you there?
I couldn't do it. It was like the second one.
Swamp Cannon?
Yeah. That was a good one.
That sounds so gross.
You won't do the baloney. When have we had standards on our word we did shit words of the week?
I said something about a gravy boat of cum. Like,
yeah,
baloney queef is not that far off.
Right around Thanksgiving with gravy.
Okay.
Doing the Caleb Joseph over there?
What, yeah. What do you think the Zimbabwe swamp cannon is?
Something to do with swamp ass.
Okay. Good guess. It's Anthony. I can see over there. He's got his head in his hands. Oh, God.
I feel like it has something to do with shitting on somebody.
Sure.
On another person. Like, profusely shitting on someone. Cannon.
What is it?
All right, here we go. Zimbabwe swamp cannon. It is... okay. Good. Trying to finish this text while I talk. A phenomenon caused by pulling out too fast during anal sex, which creates a vacuum, which then sprays the fecal matter out of the rectum at high speed.
Right track.
Zimbabwe swamp cannon.
Right track.
So, congratulations, Anthony, for being, like, right
so
there.
So, can you imagine doing that with a chick?
I don't want to ever imagine.
No, I can't. I can't imagine making someone else into a fountain of poo. Like, I can't imagine turning out someone else into, like, a lawn ornament that you would put on display.
But with poo.
I can't.
But with poo.
So don't even try to get me.
But with poo.
To imagine. Yeah. Don't even try to get me to imagine.
What would you do if that happened?
I'd leave. I'd move to a new state. I'd be done.
You'd be the that, ultimate camp person.
We would block each other on Facebook. We would not talk anymore. I'd move to Maine.
Maine?
I don't know. No one goes to Maine.
Washington. No, because then he might kill himself.
Yeah, I might kill myself in Washington.
We do not endorse suicide in the state of Washington.
We don't. Or anywhere, honestly. It's not. Listen, everyone in Washington, don't kill yourself. Everyone else,
meh. Don't step off that building.
Think first. No. Could you imagine doing this to somebody?
Oh, God. No.
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 Not even a little bit.
I don't want to do that and see a shit fountain.
I don't want to see that second thing ever. I want to see a shit fountain. Regardless if it's coming from a person or from a building, I don't want to see it.
Oh, what about the fire hydrant? They're going to open it and it's just all shit.
What?
That's like a sewage main.
Yeah. Open up a fire hydrant and it's just shit.
It's still water.
It's like a sewage main.
I'm now imagining a scenario where a fire department shows up at a building fire, plugs in their hose to a fire hydrant,
and starts spraying and starts shit spraying on shit people
out into this big old building, and people are just walking out of this building. Not bad. It's everywhere.
Let it burn.
Oh my God. You want to read the sentence?
Sure.
My parents walked in on me, on my boyfriend, boning me in the ass, and he pulled out really fast, causing a Zimbabwe swamp cannon, spraying shit all over his junk. It was so embarrassing, he broke up with me. See? I'd be doing the same thing. We would have a mutual agreement that, okay, this is it. Goodbye. You're never going to see me again, because this is so embarrassing. If I see you again, all I'm going to be able to do is poop fountain. And that's it. And I'm not about that.
Yeah, I won't even be able to look at you.
No, you can't. How could you?
What if one of your friends came to you and said they experienced it in Zimbabwe?
One of my friends gave it to me?
No, they've done it and it happened.
Oh, so let's say John left. It happens to John. And he comes back to me and goes, hey man, you won't fucking believe what happened. We were doing it. Things were okay. Done. Pulled out. A little fast. And then it was everywhere.
Would you tell your friend?
Would I? No.
Me neither.
No, I wouldn't. Listen, there's a lot of things I'll tell you guys. I don't like to hide things. And be on the podcast, I'm going to put it out there. I would not tell you.
You would not tell if you got shit on by a girl?
No. Not even a little bit.
No.
No. I wouldn't even, like, make a joke about it. No. That would be in the back of my mind, gone from everything, over.
Now, what's the baloney?
You're going to make me do it.
Oh, yeah. We just did a swamp cannon of shit.
Well, not me. Let's see. What? Don't read this.
Not as good as swamp cannon.
It's weird.
How's your day, Ant?
It was good. I had a day off. It was fantastic. Waited in line at the fucking DMV.
I saw that. What time did you go?
I got there at 8:20.
That was your mistake. You gotta be there at 7:50.
Yeah, I know, but I was only there for an hour, so I'm complaining. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah. Okay, this is weird. This is not as good as what I just read. What are you doing?
I don't know.
The Zimbabwe bologna queef sounds horrible.
It does sound horrific.
It's a sex act. Shocker. Although details are widely disputed, the Zimbabwean bologna queef is when a man's foreskin is pulled back by the use of the eyelids.
How the fuck does that work?
That's what I'm saying. The word queef is used in the name due to similarities in the fluttery splurf sounds, so allege many of the leading experts. Few claim the eyelid strength to successfully complete such an endeavor. That's all it says. It doesn't.
So you hook clamps to your eyelids.
Maybe not your eyelids. Maybe someone else's eyelids. Grab your dick.
You wrap something around your dick to pull your foreskin back.
No. All right. Let's just assume you're a gay man.
Why do I have to? No, John's not here. John.
I'm talking to you.
It's John.
Listen.
Let's assume John's gay.
Let's just assume. He's not. But it's out there.
Good thing we're not live recording. He will say all this right now.
Sure. He is downstairs on a person. Which is, you know.
He's sucking somebody's dick.
No, he's not. He's just using his eyelids to grab foreskin and pull it back.
Can you imagine if they had smegma?
Oh my fucking
God. You're making this worse than it already is.
My fucking God. Let's move on. Let's talk about anything else. Literally anything else.
We almost made it. Without talking about dicks, but
almost.
We're talking about dicks in sports.
After the sports, we weren't going to say anything.
It would not be Torcast if we didn't talk about dicks.
And it's quickly getting us to that point.
Queefing with smegma.
Here we go. Let's talk about anything else. You guys have anything you want to talk about today? Anything that you thought was neat to bring up?
Class of 2016 started graduating last night.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's 8 years, dude.
I'm not surprised, but like anything at all you want to talk about?
That's what I did last night.
Class of 2016 graduated. Like, sweet. Awesome. Mm. Does that mean I can go, like, there's a bunch of new 18-year-olds coming out?
No.
Yeah. Congratulations, class of 2016.
Welcome to the part of life that sucks.
Well, they're about to go to college. Some of them.
90%.
Moving on.
Boring topic, Shane.
Well, what the fuck you got over there, Ant?
I ain't got shit.
All right, then. Shut the hell up.
How do you guys decide where you're going to eat?
Hold on. You just do it.
You're not always alone.
There's no planning. That's what I do for lunch.
Do I need to bring her up on this conversation?
That's what I do for lunch.
We fight a lot about where we're going to
eat. Bring her up. Yeah, get her in here.
Amber!
I have an idea for a show where I place all you guys with the girls that we know and just ask them relationship advice questions from the internet. Let's see how that goes. Yeah, that was fun. I gotta imagine getting them on here just talking.
Hey, come up here for a minute.
She's not gonna want to be on the show.
She's not. Nope. She's gonna pull that card.
Yeah.
She said no.
Okay.
She pulled that card.
I knew it.
Yeah, she said she's doing homework.
Yeah. I knew it. Which is fine. So, Shane, how do you and your wife decide where you want
to
eat?
It's usually I have to decide because I'm the picky one.
Well, we knew that.
I wing it.
So how often?
I wing the shit out of it.
Well, we'll get to you. Well, how often?
It's on me right now, damn it.
How often do you guys sit there for... How long does it usually go before something's picked? Where you're like, where do you want to go? I don't know. What do you want? I don't really care. I'll eat anything.
10, 15 minutes?
15 minutes.
Sometimes, yeah.
Does that seem low? Does 15 minutes seem pretty quick?
That seems like reasonable.
Seems reasonable.
Because a lot of the times when you're thinking about stuff like
A lot of times when you're thinking about stuff like that,
people could be getting ready.
That's true.
It happens.
Yeah. So why do you... So you pick because you're picky.
That's what I get told.
Hey, Amber.
Hello, honey.
You didn't have to come up if you really didn't want to. No, you if you want to do some homework.
I was doing homework.
Well, this is more important.
Hey, my mom's hair matches yours now.
Nuh-uh.
Did she get purple
her
hair?
Her whole head's purple.
Oh, I'm so proud of her.
I'll send you a picture later. I forgot.
Welcome to the show, Amber.
Hi.
Hi.
How did your hair made me think of it? I'll send you a picture later.
By the way, I can only hear you from all the way downstairs. Nobody else.
He's sitting closest to the door.
Loud motherfucker.
It's true.
His mic's
no. John's lower closest to the door, but
he's not here.
John's the quietest one. John's of the four
we
of us.
Had the mic towards John.
Yeah,
that's what Gage said before it started. He talks a little louder than you, and said it towards John.
His voice carries better.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Shane's closer.
Hello.
Shane talks quiet.
It's so warm in here.
It's like an echo.
It is warm.
It's always warm in here.
I love it.
Amber, how do you guys pick where to eat, and how long does it usually take? Is this usually a fight?
It's not a fight. We don't fight ever.
So what? It's like pulling teeth with Shane?
What happens?
Here we go.
We're getting her side
this
now.
This one over here.
We heard his side.
I'm about to lower you.
Is like...
Go for it.
Where do you want to go to eat? And I'm like, here we go again.
Here we go again.
I eat pretty much everything on the face of the planet.
Okay.
Except Indian food. I don't really like the peanut. That's the only thing. But he doesn't eat that anyway, so I know he's not going to pick it.
Sure.
So I'm like, all right, let's go here. No, I don't really want to go. All right, what about that? No,
so you're the one that throws out ideas?
No,
the
yes.
Okay.
No, I don't really want to go there. I'm like, all right, where do you want to go? Oh, no. Where do you want to go? I'm like, Jesus, God, I can't.
I feel like that's what it's like with everybody,
out,
though.
Just tell me and we'll go.
How long does it usually take to decide on a place?
However long he takes to decide where the hell he wants to go.
Give me a minute. Point.
Probably 5-10 minutes.
5-10, okay. I thought she was really going to throw you under the bus for that
park.
No. He said 15.
Wow. It takes you 15 minutes to figure out what
you're
going to eat.
This is why we don't bring her on the show.
No, this is great. This is adding a new element to the show
don't
here.
Love me.
Married couples.
Married with Shane and Amber.
You almost went.
I almost did.
You almost did.
This is the first thing you go through. This is the first thing. It's the first one.
John?
So he always picks.
He has to. He only eats hamburgers and meatloaf and spaghetti.
That's his diet. Will you eat more? How was it?
No, actually, he eats chicken.
So how was it like getting to eat chicken? I feel like I'm interviewing
how was
her.
It like?
About, yeah. Well, like, what was that process like?
Are you the therapist?
I'm interviewing Amber.
No. I have realized how to get him to try stuff. So what happens?
Put it in ketchup.
No.
I do dip it in ketchup.
I eat it in front of him often.
Okay.
So, like, I really like shrimp. I always eat shrimp in front of him. I really like chicken. I always eat chicken in front of him. And every once in a while, he just, like, snatches a little piece off my plate and he sticks it in his mouth and I don't say anything. I just watch it.
He's like,
just watch it. And
he thought it was something else.
If you say something, he gets pissed off.
Sure.
So, if you just let it happen, he's like, oh, that's not that bad. I'm like, wow, revelation.
Welcome to 2016.
Phew.
Welcome
same
to
thing
chicken.
Happened with the steak.
Oh, yeah, you don't like steak.
He doesn't like well done steak.
Oh, yeah. You should don't. No one don't eat well done steak.
Exactly. His
no.
whole family eats well done steak.
What?
He had never had
him. Mommy took me
anything
well.
Else ugh. Other than well done.
Nah.
I eat mine medium rare to rare.
How do you?
He finally ate a piece of mine. He was like, oh, I could eat one of those.
How do you eat your bacon?
Chewy.
That's the American way.
No.
Chewy bacon.
Chewy's fucking gross.
Right, let me get into that. Well done steaks are fucking gross. You don't eat meat crispy.
Nope.
You don't eat meat burnt.
Yes, you eat bacon crispy.
No, you don't.
Yes,
you're
you
fucking
do.
Frying it too long.
No, you're not.
You don't eat any other meat like that.
Crispy.
No,
bacon.
No, it's
fucking
just,
crispy.
It's a crime against
a
God.
Do you eat scrapple?
Can someone tell me what scrapple
actually,
is?
Actually, I do.
It's a
it's,
lot of nasty shit.
It's like
shit.
Pig's intestine, right?
I do eat scrapple because I grew up on it. My mom loves scrapple.
So do I. How do you like it?
Crispy on the outside.
See?
Soft on the...
Crispy
no.
is fine. I didn't even
see?
Know you can make
no.
it crispy.
Crispy yeah, on can. The outside.
You can make anything crispy.
Soft on the
true.
Inside. My mom
that's
makes
burnt.
It perfect.
Yeah. Not too soft.
Burnt on the outside, soft on
I
the inside.
I thought it was like
thrown
together like fucking bird seed. Like,
it's
not too
kind
of
is. Doesn't it come in like a log
form? Yeah, it comes in a small brick.
Need to have my mom on here. She's a scrapple expert.
It's like this. It's like fruit
grits?
Cake except meat.
What's grits?
Those
I don't know.
Grits has always been a country word for
like
gravy.
It's almost like a rice, but
really?
It's
like rice
it's
gravy.
Like,
oh, I've seen that at Cracker Barrel.
Like
no,
chitlins?
I don't touch that stuff.
Yeah.
I've never had chitlins.
I haven't either.
But it tastes like rice. It doesn't
I've never
taste
like anything. Had frog legs.
Oh, I have. They taste like chicken.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they do, except for when you swallow and then breathe out, it smells like a frog. Like you. Can
I don't
taste,
want that sensation.
You can taste like the smell of a frog.
I don't want that.
Swamp
like kissing a frog.
Stick like a swamp can come at your mouth.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
Ostrich is also really
good. Ostrich?
Yes.
Like an egg or like the bird?
No, like the meat of the bird. It tastes really good.
What part of the
ostrich? Kind of like a, it's got a little spice kick to it.
It's ostrich is naturally spicy?
Mm-hmm.
Bullshit.
Good. Taste
bullshit.
Ostrich.
No.
Ask your viewers if they ever
had
ostrich.
Oh, sure. Viewers out there, who's eating ostrich and what's it taste like? Is it spicy? Let me know. There you go.
Actually, the only reason I even know what it tastes like is because my grandfather had it and ordered it. Because I guess he had had it before because they used to travel all over the place. And he's like, here, take a bite. And I liked so much I switched fleas with him, so he got chicken tenders and I got ostrich.
Well, damn it.
Interesting.
So, can you eat the neck of an ostrich?
Probably not.
Put it all muscle.
But that's a lot of neck. You think you could eat that?
It's like a neck of a giraffe.
Could you eat a giraffe?
Yeah, but you don't eat the duck neck, do you?
I bet you do.
The gizzard?
Man, it's not ostrich long.
But it's still substance. Long.
You need that. The ostrich neck is the fucking, like, it's the stem of a plant. That's the part you go for. It's this. What about, like, a giraffe? Do people eat giraffes?
I'm sure.
Probably not.
Well, not me.
I'm sure some Zimbabwean has killed a giraffe. With the swamp cannon.
Did you guys see that gorilla thing?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Harambe?
Because it's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous?
There's so much more shit going on in the world right now than that. I'm very upset about the gorilla dying.
Well, he was murdered.
Yeah, so he didn't die. He was killed.
They killed him.
I know. But I also read a few articles that, and they did do the right thing. That gorilla was trying to kill that kid.
Yeah, I understand both camps, but
no shit, it's a wild animal.
But the mom was stupid. Who the hell lets their kid go through two different enclosures to drop down 20 feet?
I heard that she was like watching her other kids and forgot about the 4-year-old.
She only had two, I thought.
Well, then she forgot about the 4-year-old.
That is why you put your kids on a damn leash.
Are you pro leash?
If you can't handle it, put them on a leash. I'm not really pro leash.
That's her platform.
She runs for political office. Yes. See what my mom used to do.
Put your kids on leashes.
What my mom used to do.
Across the nation. Sorry.
Not necessarily a leash, but have them like something to hold on to. Not necessarily your hand.
Come here, bitch.
Because a hand's not long enough, but like a rope. Or my mom used to use, you know those old telephone wires that were really good?
Yeah. I remember telephone wires. I'm 26.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not 15.
Freshly 26.
There's a corded phone?
She basically had one of those, but it was more like a string type of thing, but it was curled up like that, and we used to have to hold on to that, and we couldn't let go. And we knew if we let go, we were getting our ass kicked.
Getting beat.
Yeah.
Getting beat.
So that's what my mom did. So we didn't have a leash. We didn't have
us harnessed
in with a monkey on our back, like that kind of thing, but...
See, pro leash, so I'm hearing.
Pro leash. Because you don't have kids crawling into freaking enclosures.
No! You ever see a parent pull on the leash, though? It just pulls the kid down.
See, that's not...
That's pro-leash.
That's pro-leash.
No, I'm pro-rope, then. Not leash.
Nerd rope?
Your kid is not a dog. You shouldn't be yanking on it. You should be able to discipline your kid.
Come here!
Enough.
Stop.
To have your kid not
run away
from you.
You're pro, hold on to the shopping cart or you're getting beat.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's your pro.
Yeah.
I don't know if I put my kid on a leash. I don't think I can do it. I'm not going to do it. Anything you could put your kid on a leash?
No.
You going to strap your kid to yourself like a backpack?
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Why not?
Chest or back?
I'm kind of clumsy, so back, because I'll probably fall on my face somewhere. I run into a lot of things.
You plan on having children?
Eventually.
Oh, God.
Yeah, oh, God.
Pro leash.
Amber, you get to babysit him.
That's the first thing I'm going to buy, a leash.
Yeah, and you know what? I'll let you name my kid.
No, you won't.
I know I won't.
Balthazar.
Yeah! I'm absolutely not letting you name my kid. It's not happening.
Were you a wax candle?
Was everybody in this room an accident?
Why do you have a wax candle?
You were planned baby.
Why do you have a wax candle?
I know I was. She was. Anthony, were you a planned child?
Huh?
Were you a planned child?
I'm the only child.
Yeah, but were you an oops? Did your mom and dad go, no, we're going to have a kid?
I don't think so.
I was a big oops.
So was I.
Big time. I was like, oh. Guess we're not having that office anymore.
So you don't catch your face on fire.
What? What?
It's an earwax candle.
You light the top on fire, and it pulls the wax out of your ear. We were going to do this on the show, but we have things to do after this, so we don't want to, like, take too long. Don't put it in your mouth.
I didn't put it anywhere near my mouth.
I'm going to refrain.
Okay. Knowing everything I know about audiology, probably not going to work.
Don't.
Here you go.
I think they're bullshit, right?
I don't know.
People protest those things.
I'm pretty sure that's like a real bad accident waiting to happen.
What,
let's light a fire near our faces.
No, we'll be all right.
It's not near your face. It's like almost it's like a foot here. From your ear.
Yeah, and if it sparks and flies and catches on your hair, and then your whole hair's on fire and your beard.
And then we're fucked, but we'll get to that
point. By the way, I'm really happy that you're having a beard again. You look
great. Oh, I look normal, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I look like Asian. Much better. Yeah, a little better.
You gonna let your hair grow back out?
Probably not.
My dad.
He said he didn't recognize me.
He's like, man, he looked like he was like 10 years old. I didn't even know what to do.
Yeah.
What are you doing on your nose?
That's his normal face.
Does it draw the boogers?
Probably doesn't work that way.
Okay.
It's not wax. I'm really interested in trying it.
I am too.
I have a sinus thing going on right now where like all of my nose, my throat, they're all congested, and so are my ears. So they're always plugged up. So I'm always like constantly doing season. It sucks. It's the worst. I'm always like trying to pop my jaw, so I pop my ear. This made me excited. I don't want to do it today.
Where did you get them from, online?
No, they were in my house.
Just sitting around. Those are from 1998.
No, they're not.
That's probably out of that catalog that your mom always orders her stuff from.
No, this
is
genius
stuff.
No, this is not.
You going with us?
You can buy these at like CVS or some shit.
You can buy them anywhere. Almost.
I have no idea what you're talking about. It's
over to the restaurant for a little bit.
I don't. Yes. Fuck. Yes, I'm going.
Look, they made a decision to eat in 2.5 seconds.
That was the quickest dinner decision ever.
I have
eight.
You guys have dessert.
Yeah, apple blossoms.
We also have earwax candles.
So I don't care. What?
Kelly wanted us to come downtown with
earwax candles.
No, that's not him.
That's where I'm going. Amber, do you want to talk about anything today? Welcome to the show. How many times has Amber been on the show?
Three
times?
Woo-woo.
Look at you.
We do it at our house.
Highest ratings with me. Not that ESPN guy. Me.
Yeah. Last week, Matthew Berry. World's greatest Matthew Berry interview. This week, Amber Jenkins.
Yes!
On the show. World's greatest. She'll get it.
Wells.
I almost did it. I almost said
it.
You almost
did. Yeah.
Almost did.
That's because, I don't know. I still respond to that.
Well, I mean, it's only been your name.
How long
is
that?
Huh?
23 years.
That's okay.
So how's life? Want to talk about your shed?
I started school. Let's talk about the shed.
Talk about it, Amber.
Did you guys talk about the shed?
We haven't talked about it once.
You didn't talk about the shed?
No, we haven't talked about the shed because the same day that you guys were putting up the shed in the rain, I was riding a bike in the rain.
Yeah.
Oh, you missed it.
I know, I did. Gage told me about the window.
Yeah. The windows. Plural.
Gage did the windows, but I did the handles. So
you did do the handles.
It was a good day.
So basically, Shane, you put up a shed in your backyard.
Yeah.
Shane does not want to talk about this shed.
No.
You want to know why he doesn't want to talk about
the
shed?
Why doesn't he want to talk about the shed?
Because the locks still are not on it. And there's still cardboard in it. It's been a
week. When have I had time?
Here.
I don't know. I haven't seen you.
Should we leave the room?
I have not seen you.
Should we go somewhere?
No, I've done nothing but lay on the couch the last 3 days, babe. You're right.
We can't bicker
out. Mom and Dad, please don't fight in front of us. In front of the dozens of viewers we have.
Dozens.
Literally dozens of them. There's probably more, but that makes it sound funnier. Oh, I'm sure that looks good on the audio. That little clappy noise.
Really, that's very excited about these ear things.
I want to use one.
Well, you will.
Well, I've had three of them at the house.
We'll use them next week.
What, are you going to video it and then put it on? You gotta let them see.
The plan I have for it is just to prop someone to the side, getting their ears pulled out while we talk about the show, and they can just chime in on updates.
Wait, how long do you have to sit there? Well,
like 20 minutes.
I don't know. It burns a while.
Is this happening in my house?
No.
This is happening in my house.
Yeah.
And you let me know.
We're going to release Anthony's ear ghosts in your house.
Do you have a paper plate?
Do you have smoke alarms?
Yeah, it's right here.
Oh, there it is.
Paper plate.
Lord. Yes, I have paper plate.
Okay, then we can at least save our faces from the melting wax paper plate.
Well,
like one of the little church like funeral candles.
Yeah,
you put a plate over and then burn it.
And when it's all done, we'll cut it open, and so you can look inside and see what got pulled out of that thing. Yeah.
I purposely won't clean my ears all week.
Yeah. That's disgusting. Dude.
But it's on purpose.
You know who you should have do this?
What?
My brother.
What?
He used to have really, I don't know if he still does, but he used to have the worst earwax issues.
Just fucking throw him under the bus on the show.
Disgusting. I hope he's listening.
Starting now, not cleaning my ears.
All right. He's probably watching Deadpool on the Metro.
I just want to see if it works.
I mean, I've seen videos. That's got to do something. What's the worst thing that happened? What's the worst thing that happened?
You catch on fire.
Is that the worst thing?
You burn my house down to the ground.
That's the worst thing? Would you rather your house be on fire or me be on fire?
That little thing's not
going
to burn the house down.
If the house is on fire, you're in it. So you're also getting burned.
Would you be more mad?
So not only do I lose all of my friends, I also lose my house.
Would you? Okay, so let's say...
Our house?
Two scenarios.
Your house. Whatever. The house and my kitties.
Would you make a bigger reaction over me being on fire or the house without the cats in it?
The house.
I love how you have to put without the cats you know damn well.
They're getting picked over me.
I'm picking my house.
You're going to pick your house?
Oh my God.
I could put you guys up for like a month.
Where?
My house. My house.
I'm not going to make him catch on fire.
Yeah. You want me to catch on fire?
House. I mean, these are things. That's a person.
Yeah. You can replace all this. I can get you a new desk.
I don't know. That's a lot of Christmas stuff.
Yeah. You don't need all of that anyway.
Yes, we do.
Right, that's Jane? Been here a while. No. It can burn.
You don't need...
Let it burn!
You don't need any.
Our house looks beautiful at Christmas time. It's like it threw up everywhere. It's great. I love it. Especially
I'm surprised you hit it all in this room. Mm. All got in here. Fit it. Sorry.
I was like, this is not hiding it.
It will be gone next week.
Looks terrible.
Anything else to talk about today? We're kind of running dry.
Get these fucking ear things out of his goddamn hands.
You know what?
I want to use them. We're using them on the show next week.
You're already next week. Like making them so hot that they're starting to melt.
No, they're not.
That'll give people incentive to tune in next week.
We will be live on Facebook.
We'll Facebook live next week. That's what we'll do. We'll put a camera on whoever's doing it and just let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
You're making it worse. That's got to go in our ear.
Can't hold it back.
Oh, because your ear's not that big.
Yeah.
Someone give me a... Someone sign out for me and give me the ad.
Have a good evening. Day, night, morning. Whenever you listen. And now, word from our sponsor.
Thank you.
American Classic Bar and Grill is the place to be. Open 7 days a week. Karaoke every Friday. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 till 8. Come on in Sundays and watch the race on our 70-inch screen TV. We'll have wings, slider and drink specials, bucket deals, and dollar-off drafts. Check out our Facebook page for daily specials located in Gateway Plaza off Route 7 across from Martin's. American Classic Bar and Grill. Family-owned and operated. Good food, good friends, good times.